Harry Potter and the Colossus of Evil, Part 2. "Oh, Hagrid," said Malfoy, "I knew tis day would come. We have planned it ever since the first book, and I have waited so long." "Yes, my darling," said Hagrid. "Soon our Sunum will take over the world." "Yes, dear." Then the air was humid and heavy, and Hagrid stared into Malfoy's eyes, and then the sun set in beautiful blazes of pink and orange, and under the moon like a pendant they kissed, and then headed to the private chambers Hagrid had dug in under his hut. Nego Jessica's, "No, I cut out some parts, because doesn't allow the really juicy stuff."
"Oh, Malfoy," said Hagrid, as Malfoy lay on top of him. Malfoy used him like a couch, because Hagrid is big, and Malfoy's head rested on his beard. "Soon they will know our power, the power of love."
Meanwhile, underground, Harry Potter awoke. "Where am I?" he said. Then he looked around and stumbled out of the closet. "What?" said Malfoy. "I thought you killed him." "What?" said Harry as he stumbled out in the room where Malfoy and Hagrid were laying.
"It is of no consequence, pathetic fly!" said Hagrid and Malfoy in unison. "Our son will destroy you! Emerge, Colossus of Evil!"
Then from another closet emerged the Colossus of Evil, which is just as pretty as Malfoy, but 5,896,634 times as big as Hagrid, and it smelled bad.
"Die!" it said.
"Oh no!" said Harry and Hagrid in Hogwarts. "I'm gonna kill you," said Voldemort, who was waiting to kill Harry Potter, who was. "Voldemort, thank goodness, you need to team up, there is a greater evil." "What?" said Voldemort, magic cackling around him. "Have the Death Eaters come?" "No, it is worse, Malfoy and Hagrid have spawned an evil being." "Then I will join you," said Voldemort, but he was planning something evil to do to Harry after dispatching the evil Colossus. "Good," said Harry Potter, "come with me." Harry and Voldemort ran for Hagrid's hut. When they got there, they came face to face with the Colossus of Evil. Voldemort looked at the Colossus and said, "Oh no, it can't be possible, there's something more evil than I am." Then he pointed his wand and it said, "Avada Kedavra." The Colossus was hit with a flash of green light, but the light bounced off and flew in the sky and hit the moon. Then the moon began to fall out of the sky. The Colossus laughed and said,
"Ha ha ha, now the entire world will fall at my knees."
But then Harry said, "But you will die too, because the moon will hit you and you'll die."
"Oh no, you're right, let's team up and save the Earth."
And Harry and Voldemort said, "Okay."